Hello, this is Jay Nemro, and you're listening to The Life Autistic. It's episode 587. And golly, what is this one going to be about? As usual, I'm driving down the exciting road. I'm actually on a extreme back road. Not quite unpaved. I do unpaved roads on occasion, but I change up the car a lot, so I don't do that very often. But I am on an extreme back road between Tyban and House, New Mexico. House is actually a village in New Mexico. Tyban is also a village. Although, I'd have to say Tyban's probably not incorporated. It's just a bump in the road these days. But, doesn't matter. Let me go ahead and call this live and let live as a title, because that ends up really being the way I live my life. You know, I can preach a lot of things. I can preach a lot of ideas, a lot of concepts, and the proof's in the pudding, as they say, and that means you really need to know what people do. And, you know, I'm a guy that does a bit of self-analysis. You know, not all the time, but I do it, you know. And I want to remain true to myself, even if being true to myself sometimes doesn't look very good. You know? Anyway, so, let me get down to this live and let live thing. And this ends up being a political view. People get upset at me because they go, well, Jay, you're not, you're Mr. Deep Libertarian, and I guess I am in a way, but most people say, well, if you're going to be like that, you have to be militant. You know, you have to be out there preaching the doctrine of these things to everybody. And if you're not doing that, then you're goofed up. Something's wrong. You need to repent. You need to stop, or you can't call yourself that anymore. You're just a regular schmo. And honestly, when it gets right down to it, that's what I end up just being, is a regular schmo. Not anything beyond that. Just this regular guy. Nothing serious. Nothing big. Nothing. What's a good explanation for what I am? You know, I'm not pushy. I'm not trying to push my agenda on anybody. And I know that's kind of interesting, because in politics, that's what gets political things done, is being real pushy. You know, it's either my way or the highway type of thing. It's like, no, I'm not like that. I'm more of a live and let live person. You know? Now, I don't want you to bother me, and I'm going to try diligently not to bother you. In fact, I probably take that to extremes. I have a tendency to, and this may or may not be something that people like, I tend to be the kind of person that says, you know, well, that tries to figure out where you're coming from, and then try to make sure I'm not getting in your face based on where I think you're going. That might be kind of convoluted. I'm trying to think to see if that's a fair assumption to make, if that's a good thing to say. I'm not very, you know, well, I'm not an in-your-face type of guy at all. I don't want people to get into my face, and I don't get into theirs. I really try not to. And I think, yeah, and like I was saying, I take that maybe to a weird extreme because you know, most people won't tell you what their problems are. They'll just go around having a problem, you know. It's, I call it spewing. You know, people will spew, and you know they're upset about something, but oftentimes they won't tell you what it is. It's almost like they get this sadistic kick out of just being upset and not telling you why. And, well, that's basically all there is to it, you know. There's nothing else to say. I'm just going to talk a little bit here while I'm on the road, getting to house, because hopefully part of my family will be at house, and we can say, hi, yeah, sounds good, let's go, party, party, woohoo! Anyway, when you look at the way things are, and I've decided that I think it's useful, and I think God actually suggests this as a way to deal with the difficulties of our time. Because I'm sorry, most of these things are just too big. They're too big of a problem to wrap your, well, for you to really affect much change. And you have to understand the powers that be, the people who want things the way they are, and if they're not quite the way they want it to be, they're steering it slowly in the direction they'd like it to be, mostly toward personal profit for themselves. If you try to fight them, they are going to fight back. It isn't like you can just get one up on somebody and they'll go, well, you got me. Ow, I hurt. You know, they're not going to do that. If you make them hurt, they're going to turn right back around and just swatch you one hard with the intent, you're never going to challenge me again, are you? Even if you think you may have won, they're going to make you pay. And that's really what it kind of ends up being. I know it's really fanciful and fun to, like, watch movies or read books where the little guy wins, and that's all very nice and good. And but that's fiction. And it's a good reason it's fiction, because it doesn't work. The little guy doesn't win. The big guys will win, ultimately. Now, you have to understand the first big thing and the reason why that you should just sit back and relax and watch and take care of yourself and your own and the people that are willing to be helped around you. Not that you shouldn't offer help, but you should offer help that you can offer. And, you know, put it out there for people. You need to do those kinds of things. But yeah, if they're not willing to take what you're offering, don't go foisting it on them. Don't be rude or nasty or coercive about it. And then don't feel bad if they don't take it. A lot of people don't want help. A lot of people who really desperately need something different, they don't want it. And that's their choice. And it's not our division to try to make them do it. I had it. I had the wonderful thing. Oh, here it is. You have to understand, number one, God is the biggest guy. And number two, God will win. You know, if you're upset because evil seems to be taking over, or has taken over, or seems to control things, now I'm saying that that's true. You know, if you keep kind of the limited view of, you know, life is just this globe, life is, you know, the whole summation of life is right here, right now, it would be very easy for you to say, oh man, we're screwed. Life is screwed up. I'm screwed up. It's over. That's not true. Because it's not true. Because God's going to win. His will be ultimately be done. He is the ultimate big guy mover and shaker, and when he moves, everything shakes. Even the biggest guys you know about, they can't escape it. Just like you couldn't escape somebody that's bigger than you are. Okay? And you can think that you're the little guy that's going to twist it to somebody, you know, and they're going to sit there and they're going to be in pain and you're going to win, and you won't. And God tells us that. He said, you know, don't fight the powers that be. I'll take care of that battle for you, but you don't get to dictate how I'm going to handle this. I'm just telling you I'm going to handle it. He said, and if you want me to be on, you know, if the important thing is whose side are you on? You know, you could say, well, is God on my side? And you go, that's not the point. The point is, are you on God's side? He's much bigger than you are. You know, when it comes to making an alliance or having sides, your opinion is nothing. The thing that matters is, what side do you want to be on? Who do you want to talk to? How do you want to do these things? You know, and it's always relative to God. If you're far away from God, well, you know, when it ultimately comes down to it, you're going to be treated like every other evil person, quote unquote evil person. And that's fine, you know. It doesn't really have to do with being good or evil. You know, God gets to make those definitions. The whole point is, whose side are you on? Are you on God's side and you do what God asks you to do? Or are you on somebody else's side and you do what somebody else wants you to do? You know, people go, oh, well, it's free choice. I can break away and I can do what I want. And you go, but you still have to take sides. Oh, no, I don't take sides. And you go, yes, you do. That's very simple. God has said it pretty point blank. Either you're on my side or you're not. I don't care if there's 50 other people who are vying to have a different side than God. If you're not on God's side, when it comes to it and he wipes everything out, you know, he saves the people that have done what he's asked, and he destroys everybody else, you go, hey. You know, it becomes very simple then, doesn't it? It becomes very simple. And when you look at it that way, life isn't difficult at all. Because God gives you a few things to do, and if you do it, you should, and he'll reward you. Take it, you know. It's like either you're working for one crime boss or another. Now, I don't want to say God is like a crime boss, but you're beholden to one thing or to another. There is no independence. For the simple reason that look at all the things that you have that you get to have because you were a God person. The choice you made to follow God happened before you were born. You took a side. If you are screwing around and saying you're not sure you want to be on that side anymore, and you're saying, now God shouldn't treat me badly because I decided I'm not going to follow him, you know, there's no neutrality. You already chose his side. The people who weren't on God's side, they never even got here. They never even got here. They're not living. They're not on this earth. They never, well, they don't have bodies. They don't, for practical reasons, as far as we're concerned, they don't exist the same way we do. Now the question is now that we've chosen our side, how loyal will we be to that side? Will we do what we said we were going to do when we chose sides, or will we not? So that's kind of what we're doing here. If you want good things to happen to you, you need to take up sides. And the side you need to take up is God's. If you're not on God's side, you know, people can say, well, if I'm on God's side, I get taken advantage of. And you go, only for this brief time. Only for this briefest of times. Well, it's all about fighting for your rights and stuff like that. And you go, no. Really, you know, it ends up being not so much about that. You need to stop being weird about that kind of garbage. Because it may not be that important. In fact, it probably isn't that important. It's not, you know, it's just not that big of a deal. because this is just for a short period of time. Can you keep the rules for the short period of time? If you do, you move on to the next level. If you don't, well, you don't. You don't move on to the next level. You get shuffled off somewhere else, and, you know, it's like, well, have a nice day, bye. You know, and you're left to yourself. Hope you like fending for yourself. You know, God's still a kind person, but he's not gonna give out the goodies that he reserves for people who are trying to do good things. You know, you don't get those goodies unless you're willing to have it. Anyway, so I am at my destination. I'm gonna go see if my wife and my daughter are here. If they are, great. I'll go in and say hi. I'll make a little visit. Okay, let's see. Are they here? Nope. Okay, my family isn't here. I guess you already took the test. How are we doing on signal here? No signal, of course. House has no cellular service. So I'm just going to go ahead and keep on. Everything's good. Everything's fine. I guess they already took care of the test and they've gone home. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba- I want to get on 89. Goes to Melrose. Not in my world it does. Anyway, so I guess I'm going to go by this house that my wife had looked at when we were thinking about moving to house. You go, you know, there's lots in house. You know, there are places here. It isn't like the place is just nothing. There's plenty of empty things. Now, several people may own them, but they might be willing to give them up. Anyway, doesn't that simplify life? Doesn't that make things easier? The kind of let live and let live, you know, and people go, well, you're getting trampled on, you know, you're getting, they're taking advantage of you. And you go, yeah, so? And they go, they're taking your money. And you go, money is just so much fluff. You know, it's, I'm not unhappy to have money, but, it's not the end all of existence. It really is. And when you come, you look at it that way, you know, frankly, I'm trying to get to the point where I struggle a lot. I used to get concerned about politics and things like that, you know, and almost every decision that gets made, I'll sit here in the car and I'll make up, you know, parodies and things like that just for fun. But ultimately, I don't get involved because, you know what, honestly, the world is, as it exists now is not what I'm shooting for. So gaining power under these circumstances isn't interesting. I don't care. It's all so much fluff to me. Anyway. So after you say that, what else is there to say? You know, what do you care about? And you go, well, I care about getting to heaven. And almost everything in this life only is kind of somewhat connected to that. You know, I'm going to do different stuff. I go out and preach about, the reality of God, for instance, and how God exists, and how most people kind of look at me funny and say, well, what the heck does that mean? you know, and they're, they don't really care. What kind of cars out here? This is the place that's for sale. Brett Johnson. Anyway, okay. Hey, this is Roosevelt County line right there. One right up against it. Anyway, so, I'm worried about that. Anyway, you know, the next topic I'm going to talk about, so I think I'm going to go ahead and end this and start the next one, is about, I don't know if I talked about it before, I don't think so, about Christianity's indifference to God. You know, they tend to go their own way, they've come up with their cute little dogma, and far be it from God to try and interject that he says, well, I just assume you believe this way, or I think this is correct, and what you're saying here is wrong. You know, that's not interesting to anybody. You know, so that's what I'm going to talk about next. God, people feel about God the way people feel about Santa Claus, and so we'll get into that. This is Jay Nimro. Saying that, you know, it's not a bad thing to live and let live. If people want to live in a communist country where I live, and that's just the way it's going to end up being, you know what, that's just the way it's going to end up being. You know, what am I going to do about that? Honestly. You know, I'm just one person. Now, I can go out now. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go out and try to express yourself. That's fine. You can, but on the other hand, you don't have to. Now, if you're not going out and doing anything about it, you shouldn't be, you shouldn't be getting all gritty about the way things are. If you're going to get just moan and groan and complain about the way things are, then you should probably do something about it. If you're like me and you're going, you know what, it doesn't matter, you guys can do what you want, please, I would just as soon have some way to be left alone. That would be my preference. And well, that would be my preference if I could. Now, I'm not saying I can. World doesn't necessarily work that way. Anyway, well, this is Jay Nimro, and this has been The Life Autistic. I don't know if this one's very, it's probably pretty disjointed, I apologize. Episode 587, and have a great day.